with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
I am here with Dr. Byron Cryer. He's the Associate Dean at the medical school I graduated from, the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Dr. Cryer, when I was, you know, going to school there, I did most of the training at Parkland Hospital. I understand, though, that the old Parkland is gone and there's a new Parkland. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So this year, in 2015, in May, we'll be opening a brand new, spectacular Parkland Hospital, which serves the citizens of Dallas County. In fact, I'm looking at the building right now, so I hope you have an opportunity to come back to Dallas and see your alma mater.
I would love to. I got to tell you, it was kind of it's a love hate thing with Parkland. You know, it was a great place to train, but boy, it was busy. It's a busy county hospital, and so it was good because you learned a lot, but it was bad because when you were on call, you really were up all night long. I remember those days not too fondly. to be honest with you.
Particularly for individuals like myself, gastroenterologist, they call us at all times of day and night to take care of problems like we've been talking about today, GI bleeding that happens with pain medicines.
So let's go back to, so the question I was asking at the end of the last segment was about, is there an upper limit of dose for an NSAID that you think we should stay under, or is it just different for different people? I mean, can some people do a whole bunch of NSAIDs and not have no problems, and then somebody else does 100 milligrams of an NSAID and boom, they get a bleed? I mean, is it that different?
Well, so the best rule of thumb for the average person to follow is to read the label that comes with an NSAID. So I know when I'm guilty of what I'm about to say is when you're in pain, you know, we tear through that box and go through the label and get to the pills. But it's important to read how much should I be taking. And every bottle, every label says how much you should take. So I don't want to really give a milligram amount because they all differ in terms of kind of how many milligrams are recommended. So ibuprofen is different from naproxen, which is different from Motrin, which is different from Aleve and Advil. They all have different milligram strengths. So the best thing for a person to remember is read the label and see how many should I be taking a day. Now, just to give you for an example, so if it's Advil or Motrin, ibuprofen, all of those are the same medicines that I just said. The maximum number of tablets that an individual would want to take in a day would be 6. So they're each tablet is 200 milligrams, and the maximum dose for that is 1,200 milligrams per day, or 6 tablets. Right. So, but it's going to vary depending on the product.
So let's make sure my listeners are clear, Dr. Cryer, on the difference between an NSAID and acetaminophen.
Sure. That's an important distinction. So acetaminophen is also a commonly used pain medicine. It's not an NSAID. It's a different category of pain medicine. Acetaminophen is most commonly known as Tylenol. So if you read the label, and if it's acetaminophen, it's going to say acetaminophen. Even if it says Tylenol, it will say acetaminophen. NSAIDs, the ones that are related that we're discussing today that cause bleeding, are a different category of medicines and are things such as aspirin, and ibuprofen, and naproxen.
So can people alternate an NSAID? Like let's say they are in a lot of pain, or let's say that their fever is kind of high, and they want to maybe do some medicine more often than what is recommended on the bottle. So can they do Aleve for the first dose and then maybe an hour or so later do Tylenol? Can they flip it like that?
That's a great question, and yes, they can. So since Tylenol or acetaminophen does not have the same risk of bleeding ulcers that the NSAIDs do, let's say you've taken up to the maximum recommended dose of ibuprofen or Advil that you should take in a day, but you're still in pain. So what can you do for additional pain relief without increasing the risk? Taking Tylenol in addition to the Advil, since they're different categories of medicines, taking Tylenol would be a helpful strategy without increasing the risk.
So I want to move into talking a little bit about heartburn in the last maybe three or four minutes we have here, Dr. Cryer. But is there anything else you want to wrap up about NSAIDs? Is there any, you know, one
sure.
key point you want my listeners to know?
Absolutely. So the most I have three things. The most important thing for people to remember when they're taking these over-the-counter pain medicines, these NSAIDs, is one, read the label. Two, take only one NSAID product at a time. And three, if there are any questions, talk to a healthcare professional, talk to the pharmacist, talk to a doctor or nurse, any of those individuals will be able to clear up this issue.
Okay, very good. I like that, Dr. Cryer. Thank you for that. So let's do this in the last couple minutes we have. I'm going to ask you just a quick question about heartburn, and then I want to get into the website, the NSAID Alliance. You know, if my listeners go there, what can they expect? So to the heartburn question, when should one of my listeners be concerned about heartburn? I mean, you know, people suffer from heartburn a lot. It comes and it goes. When is heartburn not just heartburn?
Sure. So, you know, you're absolutely right, Dr. Smith. Heartburn's a real common problem. If you look across the U.S. population, about 50%, one out of every two adults, experiences heartburn. Really common problem that gastroenterologists see. So we typically will get heartburn after we've eaten spicy foods or a large meal or when we lay down after we eat at night. And the GERD question is, when do you become concerned with it? Well, we typically recommend that patients take commonly used acid-reducing or acid-neutralizing medicines that are widely available, things such as antacids, or things such as acid-reducing medicines. So those would be things like Zantac or Axid or Tagamet. Other classes of acid-reducing medicines that we've all heard of are things such as Prilosec or Omeprazole or Prevacid. All of these things are available over the counter. So it's okay if one has frequent heartburn to go to the pharmacy or go to the store and buy these medicines and to take them in response to symptoms. Now, when just would someone become concerned about the heartburn? Typically, with the theme of read the label, what the labels say on any of these acid-reducing medicines that one would take for heartburn is if after 10 days of taking one of these acid-reducing medicines, if the symptoms are persistent, at that time, it's an appropriate time to seek advice from a healthcare professional. So more than 10 days to 2 weeks of symptoms that are continued despite taking medicines, time to go to the doctor.
Okay. Very good. That was an awesome answer. So I went to moving on now to the NSAID Alliance, I went to the website, www.nsaidalliance.com. And so right on the homepage, Dr. Cryer, what pops up and what caught my eye, it says, when taking NSAIDs, use the lowest effective dose for the shortest period of time. That sounds great, but, you know, some people might see that and not really know what to do that. So maybe we would change that to follow what's on that label for the shortest period of time. Maybe that'll be a little bit more clear for some of my listeners. But is there anything you want to say about the initiative, the website? You got about 30 seconds.
Well, great. So I like that advice. You want to take the right amount of medicine that's necessary to treat the pain for the shortest period of time. Once the pain has improved, you can stop the medicines. But go to the website. You can find out more about what are NSAIDs, what more do you need to know about NSAIDs, about the Alliance, and there are lots of good resources that are available that patients
it's
can
nice.
Download.
Yeah, I like this. It's a nice, clear, easy-to-read website. Dr. Cryer, thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.